Paul, what's the biggest thing Toby brings to your lineup in coming back so quickly here?
Puck movement first, and that's not just in the neutral zone, but from his own end, his ability to go back and get it under heavy pressure. Puts it into the middle on the tape an awful lot, which is real good exits. And then just some of the real good defensive reads that he makes, got a real long stick. But the thing that we missed with those three guys out, I think, in our last game, but especially having been Toby been with us all year, he moves the puck and starts transition very well.
What can you tell us about Adam Lowry's absence this morning?
Yeah, he's fine. He'll be playing tonight.
He's in, okay. What did you learn watching the Wild game last night with their two new players?
New players in, players out, so they had a bunch of different combinations, and we'll look for those kind of changes as they get to know their new players. First 20 minutes looked probably like a lot of teams coming off the break. They were moving right, but things weren't easy, and then it settled into a game. Maybe a little bit more wide open than both teams are used to playing, different style, but hard fought. They got into the second period and got their game right.
Paul, with what Minnesota's dealing with the mumps and what Vancouver's been dealing with, right. Any concerns with them in town and that you as a team have?
Yeah, I'm not so sure this wasn't the exact situation 2 years ago. I think it was Minnesota came in and they were dealing with it again. We run a standard protocol kind of all year with water bottles, and we have room sanitization that happens daily here, so we have the standard things that we do. And then we do the flu shots and the mump shots and the mumps boosters over the last couple of years. You can't make those things mandatory, but they're available for the players to partake.
Have you ever dealt with anything like that in your career?
Mumps, no. Flus we've dealt with, and we dealt with it here this year. We had at 1.5 guys. You never tell anybody because you don't want them to know, but and they're different, right? Some guys, sometimes it comes through and you're out a day and you feel great the next day. This one this year was you were out a day, but you felt terrible for 5 days. And I guess you never feel fortunate when it's happening, and then you find other teams that are getting into things that are more long-term. It can really set players back quite a bit, especially you get into 4 and 6 and you're dealing with that. The energy level is just not there.
How close do you think the organization is to to be in the hunt at this stage of the season?
Well, I think we're there now. I think that we're in the hunt. I think that the most importantly, the players that we're relying on to make us effective aren't necessarily veteran guys. We've got young players in really important pieces. 3 of the top 6 are young players. It's true in our lineup. You've got 2 of your top 4D that you're running real hard. You've got a young guy in the net. Your checking line is 2 young players on it. So we're relying on important minutes and important roles from those young players. And we feel we're in that hunt, and so we're in real good shape with that. They get a huge benefit. You can ask Blake Wheeler to play better. I don't know that you can, or play harder, but these younger players will learn, and probably in the last 5, we saw a better understanding of what happens after the All-Star break, that the game changes, the gears change, the intensity changes, and they've picked up on that.
I apologize. I phrased my question poorly. You obviously have invested a lot in youth this year. And how close do you think they are to not being in the hunt, but to actually being above the line and being a team that can get in and potentially win around?
I think we're there now. I think that we're in that range. I think we have to be healthy, maybe we're talking about 3 or 4 points over 60 games where you'd like to be better. Some of it is inexperience and learning and all the things that when we've put them in that situation for that reason and left their minutes where they were, even when they were struggling a little bit with their game. But I think not having key pieces over the course of the year has been our biggest challenge.
So that was obviously difficult from the beginning of the year to have that expectation. But if you brought this group, the bulk of this group, back to camp next year, you'd have a different set of expectations?
Each year I expect them all to get better. When you put your list of 23 or 24 and under players on the board from last year at this time or training camp at this time, a number of them would have exceeded expectations greatly, and the rest of them for me are on a real good path. So I would put Mark Scheifele, I'm not sure, I have exceptionally high expectations for Mark. He's probably the one young guy in the room that I'm even more hard on because I think the ceiling is very high for him. But I have him just on the path that we thought he would be. Probably by halfway through my second year here, this guy clearly was a special player. Most of the young players over 4 or 5 months are ahead of where I had hoped that Josh Morrissey, Patty Laine, these guys, and Nick Ehlers is right, Lowry is right, Armia is getting better. Trouba, again, with Shifley, I think in that it's just an age thing. He got bigger, stronger, faster. So that bulk is the vast majority of these young players from here developing exceptionally well.
Has a sum rather than has the parts.
No, I would say the opposite. I would say I'm more pleased with where the parts are right now than the sum. Because the sum then is also... there are challenges outside the schedule, some of the injuries, those kind of things affect the whole. But individually more, if you listed all of them, and you can use stats beside those names to agree or not, but their stats for the last part are really good individually. And as a whole, they're still learning how to play as a group.